This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced Friday that a deal between the U.S. and Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way toward ending the longest American war in history.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600. With a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20% to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
U.S. health officials Friday said that they are preparing for the possibility of the spread of the new coronavirus through U.S. communities that would force closures of schools and businesses. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told reporters health authorities are preparing medical personnel for the risk.
We're not seeing community spread here in the United States yet, but it's very possible, even likely, that it may eventually happen.
The CDC reported the United States currently has 13 cases of people diagnosed with the virus within the country, also 21 cases among Americans who have been repatriated on evacuation flights from Wuhan, China, and that is the epicenter of the outbreak, as well as the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which has been docked in Japan. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Second in Command, Andrew Holman, has been pushed out just days after his boss was fired. Holman, a 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community, had been serving in an acting capacity as the Principal Deputy Director since last September. His departure follows that of former Acting Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, who was cast aside by U.S. President Trump after one of his top aides gave lawmakers a classified briefing last week about Russian attempts to meddle in the U.S. presidential elections in November. On Wednesday, the president announced he was replacing McGuire with U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, a well-known Trump loyalist. The United Nations is calling for a halt in hostilities in northwest Syria's embattled Idlib province, warning of a bloodbath if the fighting goes on. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN agencies report around 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib, unable to escape to other countries because borders with Syria have been closed. Spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says about one-third or 330,000 of the displaced have fled to nearby areas in northern Aleppo, which also are under fire. The United Nations says it plans to scale up humanitarian operations in northwest Syria to provide emergency aid for 1.1 million people over the next 6 months. For that, it says it will need $500 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's been told the Russians have been trying to boost his presidential campaign. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Democratic presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders disclosed Friday he was briefed, in his words, about a month ago by U.S. officials that Russia has been trying to help his campaign. During a campaign stop in California, Sanders said, "We were told that Russia, maybe other countries, are going to get involved in this campaign." The admission by Sanders was in stark contrast to President Donald Trump's pushback at the assessment of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia is again working to interfere in the 2020 election on his behalf, as was the case in 2016. I'm Mike Gracia.
Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, celebrating the 80th anniversary of his enthronement Saturday. The Dalai Lama was enthroned as Tibet's most important spiritual leader on February 22, 1940. Since then, he has been a spiritual leader to Tibetans, strongly advocating nonviolence and winning a Nobel Peace Prize in 1989 for his efforts to bring about an autonomous Tibet. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.